So, hi everyone. This is Benjamin from Sports Tech X. Today I have the pleasure to talk to Kuhn from Qatar Sports Tech. Qatar Sports Tech is a startup accelerator in collaboration with Startup Bootcamp that is located in Doha, Qatar. So a very interesting initiative that I came across on last year. And yeah, I'm looking forward to find out more about it. But first of all, hi Kuhn.
Hi Benjamin, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Let's start with the first question. It's always the same one, and it's about the person who I'm interviewing. So maybe you can tell us a bit about yourself, what you've done in the past, and what you're doing now.
Yeah, so my name is Kuhn Bosma. I am the director for Qatar Sports Tech, the program you just introduced. I have a background as a professional football player myself, and throughout my career, I was always involved with entrepreneurship and doing studies on the side. So I had my own startup when I was 21, then did my bachelor's master's degree, went to Asia and Australia to play professional football again, and then approximately 4 years ago went back to Amsterdam, where I'm from. And started a business in corporate innovation, in which we productized corporate innovation services, which went really well. And then approximately 6 months ago, I got approached by Rainmaking Startup Bootcamp that asked me if I wanted to lead this program here in Qatar, which is an amazing opportunity for me personally, combining the two things I love, and also the two things I only know, which is sports and entrepreneurship / innovation. So perfect for me.
Cool. Yeah, I was about to say, sounds like a perfect combination. You've been a professional football player. You've done quite some time of your career in innovation topics. So yeah, seems like all of this is coming together in this initiative now. Very cool. Yeah. But yeah, let's speak about the initiative, Qatar Sports Tech. We've mentioned it before. So maybe you can give us like a quick overview of what it is about, what's history, how did it start, and yeah, just the basic things that everyone has to know if speaking about Qatar Sports Tech.
Sure. So I'll give you the full breakdown. So Qatar Sports Tech is a program initiated by QDB, which stands for Qatar Development Bank. And they organized for the entire sports and entrepreneurial community in Qatar to be engaged within this program. The reason for it is that Qatar ultimately and logically has a big presence in the energy sector, mainly oil and gas, mainly gas now, and wanted to diversify the economic profile of the country, meaning creating more SMEs, small, medium enterprises, within to their ecosystem. So what they did is they created a roadmap in which several strategic themes have been identified, of which sports is one. So for each of these teams, just focusing on sports, you see that they build the ecosystem locally, and it started Bootcamp and my job to make sure we connect that ecosystem to the most promising sports tech startups from all over the world. And this is exactly what we did. So we launched the program, I don't even remember, but say September or something last year. And what we saw happening was amazing. Ultimately, the pool and the big magnet for the startups coming in is the World Cup. And the Supreme Committee, which is one of the program partners for us, is looking to have the most promising and the most amazing technology. Because if there's one thing I can say about the Qatari culture so far, I've been only involved, let's say, for half a year now, is that when they want something, they'll get it. So it will probably be safe to say that the World Cup that is going to happen in 2022 will be one of the most memorable events ever. And if we can contribute successfully through corporate startup collaboration that we from Startup Bootcamp facilitate here in Qatar, yeah, that would be the ultimate success.
Cool. Yeah, seems like you're very convinced about what you're doing there. And yeah, I'm very curious about the outcome, actually. And you just said you wanted to have the most advanced technology in Qatar, in Doha, which can then also be used for the World Cup. So which kind of startups are you looking for? Do you have like a big emphasis on the technology itself, or is it maybe something else that I haven't thought about yet?
Yeah, so it's quite diverse. So we traveled to 21 countries in 5 continents the last 4 months to engage with the startups one-on-one, to understand what they're trying to achieve and to see if there could be a fit with what we have to offer here in Qatar. Typically, what you see happening within accelerators is they focus on, let's say, the fundamentals of entrepreneurship. I see the Qatar Sports Tech as an ideal opportunity for startups to start doing business and raising capital in the Middle East. So it is a bit of a shift from a standard, quote-unquote, accelerator than what we do here. And that resulted in more than 450 handpicked applications from more than 60 countries. And we actually invited the 21 most promising startups out of those applications to come in and engage with everything Qatar has to offer. And what happened there is we had representatives from QDB, from the Supreme Committee, from the Olympic Committee, from the Football Association, Tennis Association, Qatar Airways, the list goes on and on and on, to engage with the startups that we've been able to identify as relevant on a strategic level to the partners we serve through this program. And what we saw happening there was amazing. It's great introductions for the startups to meet with the decision makers. So not some middle management in a big entity somewhere, the decision makers. And it's great for the decision makers to be exposed to the spirit and the enthusiasm and the new technology and potentially level of disruption that these startups have to offer. So in terms of how you break down sports tech is super broad. It could be data analysis to enhance individual or team performance. It could be esports. It could be sports medical solutions that help prevent or detect injuries better, faster, easier, cheaper, whatever you want to do. And I think we've selected our winning cohort last week. And yeah, it looks amazing. So the partners are super excited to already do proof of concepts with the selected startups. The startups are super excited to already prove their technology within leading entities within the sports industry here in Qatar. So from the outset, everything looks very, very promising. And this is just the first program, and we're going to build on this in the future.
Very cool. And yeah, first of all, congratulations to the first cohort. I know that always feels special once the progress is done. So yeah, good job there.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I can only confirm that what you said is true. I mean, if a startup goes to a program, for them it's super important that something actual comes out of it. And I think the approach of connecting them to the real decision makers is a good one, because it doesn't help them at all if they might be connected with someone who maybe works for a big brand, but in the end that person cannot help them at all inside. So yeah, I think that's a very good approach, and also a very useful one for the startups.
To add to this, so I know to do this in European or American markets is a bit more difficult because there's tons of opportunities. There's hundreds of thousands of and thousands of startups that want to do business with large corporations, and they're all trying to meet with that one person that can really help them progress. So in Europe and in the US, doing these kinds of setups are more difficult to actually make the impact for the startups you want to make, and have the impact for the partners that we serve through the program to get tangible results out of it. But in the Middle East, yeah, it's still a bit different. So there's lots of construction going on. There's a lot of infrastructure improvements. But in terms of being exposed to the latest technologies, this is something new. And that's why the model that we created or designed for the Middle Eastern market proves to be very successful because it really brings something new and valuable for the partners. And for the startups, we get them the introductions and we make sure they get the soft landing they need in a new and fastly growing market.
Yeah, and that also leads me to my next question, actually. It's about what the startups can expect from you and the program. You said it before, you want to have tangible results. What's actually going to happen throughout the program? How can I imagine the program itself?
Yeah, so I don't believe in one-size-fits-all models. You can even question the 12-week approach that we do here as well. But this is just going to be the starting point for our first program and what it will lead into the future. We will identify and evaluate how we can best help both partners and startups to make sure we get the results they need. But anyway, so what do we do, especially in the beginning, is that there's a couple key elements that we address. One of them is ultimately what it's like to do business within the Middle East. And I think the most important thing for all startups is that they are able to set the right OKRs. So what are the objectives and key results they want to obtain in the short to midterm? So within the first week of the program, we're really going to drill the startups to make sure that we understand what their short-term goals are and short and mid-term goals are. Because the better we know and understand the short and mid-term goals, the easier it becomes for us to evaluate and to assess, okay, so what are the things that actually needed to be improved? For the startups, coming into Qatar, the logic behind it is quite simple. They want to do business, so gain clients, or raise capital. Both opportunities are here because we have a big investment fund that holds 100 million supporting our program, and many of the local investors here are dying to see the startups in action. However, gaining clients and raising capital are outcomes of running your startup really, really well. So what we focus on within this program is the three things that define what does running your startup really well mean, which is desirability. Do I know the partners I want to work with? Do I know the clients I want to serve, and how I can help them get the job done that they aim to get done? Secondly is viability. So can I actually create a product, a scalable product that can solve that problem? And the final part is feasibility. Can I monetize the value I'm adding through the digital solution I'm creating? And what we do within the program is we invite many mentors, many experts, from different backgrounds to come in, mainly entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs, and have the startups work on their goals, on the desirability, viability, and feasibility of their proposition. And then if all goes well, gaining clients or raising capital are a logic result of how we structure our program.
Nice. And it sounds like both a pragmatic and also very structured approach, which I like because you have a certain frame in place, but also, take it on a one-on-one level, not having this one-size-fits-all program. So, good approach that I like. And you just said that you already choose the first startups for the cohort. So I'm curious about that. But I want to frame the question a bit more general. Maybe you can already share the first success stories of the program. I just assumed that choosing the startups is one of them. Maybe it's something else as well. But what would you say is so far the biggest success of the program?
We just evaluated all the input we generated from the selection days. And just based on the selection days, we saw that from the partners that were there was a huge amount of interest to work with the startups, and they're actually calling and texting and everything they want to do to get in touch with the startups to do business with them. So to see really that there is an impact in the market and that people are strumming over each other to work with let's say the startups and the technology we bring in, that's already a big success. And then ultimately for the startups, we need to help them manage all of this. Because I know from experience, it's very easy to get distracted. So maybe taking one step back and going into your previous questions about the program. So what those individual topics mean for the startup really depends on the startup, because not one startup we have is doing the same thing. And not one of the founders is exactly the same as the other founder. So we have to take an individual approach to really see, okay, what do we need to do with each team to get the best out of it, and to make sure they get the results that they want to achieve. And that is probably the most important thing. And so you can define themes that you want to work on. So theme for the first week would be OKRs, themes for the second week would be X, third week would be Y. But what that means to the individual team always require the individual approach. And I think that is what really separates this program from the herd, so to say.
Cool. Yeah, and it's definitely a good sign that people start texting, emailing each other already before the program. It's like an early start, even before the program started. That's really good. So yeah, I'm curious what will happen in the program then.
Yeah, me too. So within the program, ultimately, the program is means to a certain goal. And the goal, again, for the startups is quite rigid. They want to gain clients or raise capital. We don't have to pretend like we are the most amazing in terms of providing content to the program. No, we're just means to a certain goal. And the better we understand the goal and respect the goal that the startups have, the better we can serve them. And that's really how I see us. We're enablers. I think we should know our role and stick to it.
Nice. And yeah, let's talk about what's coming up in the next couple of months. So the selection is done. I assume the kickoff is happening at some point. And what other milestones or key events are you having in the next couple months?
So February 10th, all startups will be here to start working here from Qatar. So we've got an amazing office in Aspire, which is also one of our partners. And I don't know if you've been to Aspire, but think of the most insane, in a good way, sports facility you have in mind, and then just double it. That's basically how you can describe Aspire. So for the startups to be there, you're really part of the sports community, and the whole world comes here to do training. So Bayern Munich was here from your country. Paris Saint-Germain was here. PSV Eindhoven from my country. I'm supporter of Ajax, by the way, but PSV Eindhoven was here as well. Gymnastics, swimming, I mean, all kinds of sports, they facilitate it. So we start February 10th. Within the program, there are certain milestones, but I don't think those are more milestones for the startups. And then the big thing we're working towards is Demo Day, which is going to be May 2nd. And on Demo Day, there's going to be multitudes of investors and sports-related entities, so national federations from other countries, Premier League football clubs, La Liga football clubs, sports medical institutions from all over the world coming in to see the progress the startups have made within the 3 months we've worked with them. And Demo Day is typically the day where the introduction to the world is made. And after Demo Day, yeah, there's a big interest from most startups that will be generated to do pilots, commercial engagements, or as I said, startup investor relationships. Yeah, those are probably the two main dates.
Cool. And after the program, will there be like a preparation for the next one, or do you still have to like evaluate how the first one went and then see how you think take things further?
So sure, we have a sketch and a rough schedule on how we want to proceed. However, we just need to evaluate with the startups and the partners to really see if the setup we've created for this program, based on all input we've generated, to see if it fits everyone's needs. Maybe there's going to be some big changes. Maybe there's going to be some minor changes. It all depends. And the better we understand the startups that are coming in, the better we can serve them, the better we get to understand the partners that we are serving, the better the solutions we can find and the scouting and tailor-made scouting we can do. So, and recruitment. So it all depends. What it looks like now is that the process we've set up works like magic. But then again, yeah, we just need to start the program, and then based on the program, we start evaluating. And I'm not expecting big changes, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. And yeah, I have quite a feeling that we have a good overview about what you guys are about to do. Is there anything that we did not cover yet in this interview, or anything else that you want to mention?
I think the most important things have been mentioned. So all good from my side.
Perfect. And maybe you can just share the URL on which people can find your initiative.
Yeah, it's www.cutoursportstech.com.
Perfect. I will also include it to the show notes so that we make sure that everybody finds what you guys are doing and can inform him or herself. I think, yeah, like I said before, we got a good overview about Qatar Sports Tech. Now I have a very last question, which is more about how you work personally. It's not too much about Qatar Sports Tech then. So I was wondering if you have some sort of productivity hack, so something that helps you be productive in what you do.
Yeah, so my productivity hack is that I use 25 notebooks. I have lots of notebooks for different topics because when I write something down, I remember it. So the main distraction that happens, especially if you're in the process of creating new things, is to get distracted by your laptop. So I always work on with a pen and a paper and start sketching. And that is the foundation to get all my thoughts out. So it's actually, yeah, going back to the Stone Age, but it works for me.
Cool. And it's physical notebooks, right? So you have to draw it. It's not an iPad with one of those pencils or something.
No. For me, they don't work.
But they must be small. They must be small then. Otherwise, you cannot carry all of them. Or is it only when you are in your office, actually?
No, I have a big bag. And I think at the moment there are six notebooks in there. So one of them is for partner evaluations, one of them is for startup information, one of them is for program design. It just goes on and on. So I know that all my thoughts or all the ideas that I have, and they come in and go in the most strange or awkward moments or unexpected moments, I can just put them in there. So I know all my thoughts are in my notebooks. So if I lose them, then we're in trouble.
Well, I hope then you have some extra protection for your notebooks to make sure that they are not being stolen. Kuhn, thank you very much. That was very interesting to find out more about your program. I'm sure it will be a very interesting one. And all there is left is to say thanks and wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks so much. And thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.